This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, only show on American TV where I shoot from the hip. No notes, no script, no teleprompter. It's all just me live and raw and unfiltered and unscripted. And if you weren't with us for the very early pregame opening, we do an opening for about 5 minutes, 6 minutes, because radio's on at that time. And they're doing, of course, every radio show does at the top of the hour. News, weather, traffic, etc., all over the United States. So we come back, we're joined by both audiences, USA Radio and Newsmax TV. Trump says he's designating Mexican drug cartels as terrorist organizations, and he's not doing it for nothing, folks. Take it from Wayne Root. His gut instinct is right about 98% of the time with every prediction I made on TV, and I predicted he would designate the Mexican drug cartels, and I urged him to designate the drug cartels as terrorist organizations. In several commentaries I read you right here on Newsmax TV and USA Radio, it's not for no reason that you do it just for show. The name means nothing. Okay, you're a terrorist organization. No, no, he's going after them now. Whether we're going in with military, the United States Marines are going in, or targeted drone strikes, or maybe we're just going after all their money in Swiss and Cayman bank accounts all around the world. But we're going after the Mexican drug cartels. God bless President Trump. Great job. All right, my commentary is coming out on Thursday, which is Thanksgiving, as it does every year. This is, I guess, my fourth year. I've had a nationally syndicated column and a column in the Las Vegas Review Journal. So I have a Thanksgiving column every year because my column's on Thursdays and Sundays. So Thanksgiving is always on Thursdays. So here's my column coming out Thursday. This Thanksgiving, we have lots to be thankful for. It's a great responsibility to have a newspaper column published on Thanksgiving Thursday each year. I take it seriously. Thank goodness with President Donald J. Trump, we have many reasons to be thankful. Last week, I was blessed to interview one of my heroes, the Reverend Franklin Graham, on my radio and TV shows. Hopefully you saw him right here or heard him right here. Franklin's the son of Billy Graham, one of the great Christian evangelists to ever walk the earth. His book, Just As I Am, changed my life, and I'm forever grateful to Billy Graham. Now, Billy's son Franklin has taken over his father's organization, and I'm a huge fan of the wonderful things Reverend Graham does around the globe to make this a better world. His organization, Samaritan's Purse, has provided over 160 million gift packages filled with toys for children around the world at Christmas time. But our conversation was about much more than just Christmas charity or Judeo-Christian values or spirituality. Reverend Graham and I spoke at length about the mutual love, respect, prayers, and support for President Trump. We both believe he's one of the great presidents for America, our economy, our American middle class, our troops, and Israel, our great friend and ally in the world. We both agreed the impeachment hearings are a terrible witch hunt and fraud perpetrated by America's enemies. Most importantly, we both agreed President Trump is a good man with a good heart who has been slandered by his enemies. I was honored and blessed to be able to share with one of the world's great spiritual leaders that I'm now a fan of President Trump, not just because of his Trump economic miracle, not just because of millions of new jobs, not just because wages are up. My appreciation for President Trump on this Thanksgiving extends to so much more. Did you know that President Trump is the one and only president in our history to work for free? He just donated his third quarter salary to help fight the opioid crisis. And every quarter, he donates his entire salary to a new charitable cause. Now, I'm a great dog lover. I believe dogs are man's best friend. I know mine are. That's why I was so thrilled this week when President Trump became the first president to honor a military dog at the White House. He awarded a Medal of Valor to Conan, the dog central to our raid against the leader of ISIS a month ago, al-Baghdadi. How wonderful to honor an American warrior with four legs. Did you know on that same day, President Trump signed an animal cruelty bill making the sadistic killing of animals a federal felony? Bravo! I have no doubt if Obama had done these wonderful things, they'd have given him a ticker tape parade down Wall Street. But with Trump, I'll bet the media mentions none of it. Most importantly, President Trump pardoned and then fought for the pension of Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher. This hero of eight war tours, six of them as the top-rated SEAL chief in the entire United States Navy, was being persecuted by a bunch of petty bureaucrat bullies. So Trump fired the Navy secretary. No president in history has ever done such a thing. Chosen a Navy sailor, Navy SEAL, over the Secretary of the Navy? Amazing. And Trump said, I will always protect our great war fighters. I've got your backs. That's why active duty military and veterans overwhelmingly support President Trump. This Thanksgiving, we have many reasons to be thankful for such a great president and a good man with a good heart, too. He's been so slandered. You've been so misled, misrepresented, conned about what Trump really is. This is a great man with a great heart. And I just wanted everybody to understand some of the things he does that have nothing to do with the economy. And by the way, declaring the Mexican drug cartels a terrorist organization, another great step in the right direction. This is how you protect the lives of Americans and our children. Go get them, President Trump. Send the United States Marines in. Send the drones in. Send everybody in who has to be sent in. But it's time to clean them out. All right, I mentioned dogs. I'm a big fan of dogs. Let me mention the Border Patrol, because they have a canine that was retired today after 10 years. His name is Pecky, and he operated in the El Centro sector border. And he's retiring after 10 years and sniffing out and seizing, you know, thereby allowing Border Patrol to seize 2.5 tons of drugs in his 10-year career. Thank you, Pecky. These are brave dogs. Conan, Pecky, I love my doggies. I do. And I love my Bubba. We'll show him to you maybe tomorrow if we get a chance in our Thanksgiving show. And don't forget, we're taking calls the entire show tomorrow. Never done that before. We're going to take calls from beginning to end tomorrow. The call number 833-WAR-TALK. It's Thanksgiving Eve. I decided not to take the day off, but rather to come in, do the show, and take calls all day. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. My Thanksgiving show will be nothing but calls. I want you to know how crazy liberals are, because lefty college students say it's not okay to celebrate Thanksgiving. This is a website called The College Fix. The College Fix, and they like to showcase how insane and radical and nutty and flaky these liberal college students are. They've been brainwashed. And so they went out and interviewed students at a Christian college. It's called McAllister College in Minnesota. It is a Christian college, a small private Christian college. And even there, all the students have been brainwashed, and they believe in communism, and they hate capitalism, and they hate America. So this is what's changed. When I was a kid, and I got accepted, I graduated Val Victoria in my high school, got accepted at Columbia University, thought it was the greatest break of my life, got to Columbia, I was so shocked that all the kids were total, complete communists and socialists and Marxists. Some of them called themselves Bolsheviks, and they hated America, and they hated capitalism. You know, all those years ago, I thought the only place you'd find kids like that were Ivy League schools, and in particular, Columbia University. All these years later, it's everywhere. They've all been brainwashed. Listen to what these kids said. A few students said, when asked, is it okay to celebrate Thanksgiving? A few students said yes. But the ones who said no went on long diatribes about how the indigenous people were oppressed and colonized, and so we have no right to celebrate Thanksgiving. One student told the College Fix reporter, Thanksgiving is just based off of genocide of indigenous people. I don't think we should give thanks on Thanksgiving. We just eat a bunch of food. It's just a bunch of capitalist bull spit. They didn't use the word spit, trust me. Another one said the whole thing is based on the murder of indigenous people. A female student asserted all America does is celebrate unethical holidays and complained about the term Christmas break. Because that's not fair to call it Christmas break. What about Kwanzaa? What about, I don't know, whatever the hell else everybody else celebrates. Another student actually said Christmas and Easter are even worse than Thanksgiving, and they just discuss them. This is what you're raising in the United States of America. Weird, strange, mentally ill snowflakes that will never be able to get a job and succeed and thrive in the real world. Who would hire them? I wouldn't. I don't want these people anywhere near my companies. Other big news, a massive snowstorm causing Thanksgiving travel mayhem throughout the central United States, dumping heavy snow in Colorado, in Wyoming. It's headed for Nebraska. Thousands of people slept overnight in Denver's airport. Hundreds of flights canceled. And it's heading towards South Dakota, Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin and Nebraska. And also a major rainstorm headed from the Pacific Ocean to California and Nevada, where I live. But, you know, don't feel bad for us. Tomorrow and Thursday, Wednesday and Thursday, we're expected to be like 49 degrees and lots of rain. I don't know if I could take it. If I was a liberal snowflake, I don't think I could take it. When we get back, a lot more news. For us, that's cold. 49 degrees is cold and like 39 overnight. Wow. And by the way, I think that's the first rain in 6 or 8 months in Las Vegas, where I live and where I shoot this show. It hasn't rained in 6 months, not a drop. This will be our first rain. It's supposed to rain all day on Wednesday and Thursday. So I don't know if I'll be here tomorrow. I might be washed away. I don't know if I could take a day of rain. It's just too much to believe. If I was a liberal snowflake, I would be in hiding tomorrow. But I'm doing the show. I'm a brave conservative. How do you reach me? WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. How do you reach Newsmax? Tell me you like the show. War@Newsmax.com. You can find me at Twitter, @RealWayneRoot. My website, RootForAmerica.com. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall Pack. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, we'll have a guest in the next segment, by the way. She's the female candidate for the Republican Party running against Nancy Pelosi for her congressional seat in San Francisco. You'll want to meet her. And we'll have her on camera. I interviewed her earlier today. And so we'll get that up for you in the next segment. Right now I want to talk about Democrats in panic mode about impeachment. A Michigan lawmaker says, "We are so close to the election, I don't see the value in taking Trump out of office." She said, "I will tell you, sitting here, knowing how divided the country is, I don't see the value of taking him out of office. I do see the value of putting down a marker saying his behavior is not acceptable. I want to censure, not impeach." And if they were smart, that's what the Democratic Party would do, and nobody would care, and that would be the end of everything. Wasting everybody's time. But okay, it's better than this idiotic impeachment, which stands zero chance of going anywhere in the United States Senate. Nobody has seen anything that would impeach somebody over a phone call. It's just a normal phone call. But if you want to censure, I couldn't care less. Okay, censure. And then you move on in life. The Dems' doomsday scenario: could anxious moderates scuttle the impeachment push? Here's the thing. There are a lot of Democrats out there and a lot of political experts saying it's not a foregone conclusion. It's not a fait accompli. It's not definite that Trump will be impeached in the United States Congress, because everybody's reading the polls, reading the tea leaves. And the polls are a disaster for Democrats. Here's a new one. Listen to who did this one. NPR PBS Marist. So it's National Public Radio and Public Broadcasting System. The two most liberal organizations in the media today conducted a poll, and 50% of independents did not support impeaching and removing Trump from office. 42% backed such a move. So impeachment loses 50-42 among independents, and that's a big dip from what was from the last time, which means that since the hearings were held, people are more on the side of President Trump. And that's from a PBS poll. And you know that was not likely voters, that's registered voters. So the numbers are actually much better than that. Politico has a story out. Obama deeply skeptical of Mayor Pete of South Bend and most other 2020 Democrats. In a lengthy profile of former President Barack Obama about what role the most popular Democrat in America would play in the 2020 presidential race, here's what Obama and his advisors think of the candidates. First of all, he can't stand Bernie Sanders. Here's the thing about Obama. I said this on radio earlier today. Ooh, lights come on. Said this on radio. I can't stand Obama, and I can't stand Obama's views. I thought he was one of the worst presidents in the history of America, and he destroyed the economy and damaged so many businessmen and women's lives. He is a terrible president, and I think a terrible human being. I really do. But I also think he's brilliant, and I respect the hell out of him as a political strategist. And I've said this on TV so many times. I think he's as radical as Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and AOC and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. He stands with them on every issue. But he would never be dumb enough to say it out loud. He spends his life claiming to be a moderate, claiming to be a fair guy in the middle, and I'm never extreme and I'm never radical, because that's the only way to get elected. Don't you see that? Obama is smart enough to know you can't be elected telling people what you really believe in if what you really believe in is socialism, communism, Marxism. And so he doesn't like any of the candidates. Here's some of the things he says. Deeply skeptical about the prospects of Mayor Pete. They discuss doubts about Kamala Harris's appeal to African Americans. She doesn't appeal to African Americans. She's African American. As for Steve Bullock, Obama spoke for himself. No one knows who you are. Obama advisor David Axelrod said, I mean, is Michael Bloomberg really the candidate for non-college educated white voters? Right. Because what I've said on this show, Bloomberg, the thing about Trump is, Trump was a billionaire who speaks like a blue-collar, middle-class American. And he appeals to them and he resonates with them. And Mayor Bloomberg, if you've never heard him, speaks like a Boston patrician. He speaks like a rich, elitist, Ivy League, Harvard-educated snob from Boston. Nobody's going to like Michael Bloomberg, just like nobody likes Tom Steyer. Nobody likes him. Unbelievable. And then he says, maybe Amy Klobuchar, but I honestly don't think she's getting out of Iowa. So he doesn't like anybody, Obama, and that's because him and I agree. It's the only thing I've ever agreed with Obama on. The Democrats' cast of candidates is the worst group I've ever seen in my entire life. All right, coming up next, don't go anywhere. Don't rush to the bathroom. Don't change the channel. Don't go surfing around. Don't make a sandwich in the kitchen yet, because I want you to sit right where you are and watch the message from my wonderful sponsor, Swiss America. It is Pat Boone, who is their spokesman, the great Pat Boone. He's been with them for, I think, over 20 years. And I've known the owners of Swiss America for about 20 years myself. Good, credible people. Most trusted name in precious metals and gold and silver in the United States for 35 years now as a company. And they've got a free video hosted by me and a free special report coming up next from Pat Boone. Get your free stuff now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Winter weather may be threatening travel for millions of Americans over the long Thanksgiving holiday weekend. More than a foot of snow is forecast for Colorado and Wyoming before the storms move to the upper Midwest. Marie Dodds with AAA says storms and holidays don't mix well.
Bad weather and Thanksgiving travel can be a bad situation. You know, most folks don't want to cancel their Thanksgiving trip, so we tend to see folks head out no matter what the weather.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is announcing more sanctions. Pompeo is encouraging people in Iran to continue sending evidence of the nation's crackdown on protesters inside the country.
We received to date nearly 20,000 messages, videos, pictures, notes of the regime's abuses through Telegram messaging services. I hope they will continue to be sent to us. We will continue to sanction Iranian officials who are responsible for these human rights abuses.
USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello. This is a non-smoking flight for the next 2 hours and 17 minutes. But for those of you that need a cigarette, there's relief this evening. We have 2 entertainment lounges for you. One's out there on that left wing, the other one right across the hallway on the right wing.
Good afternoon. This is your captain speaking with just a little flight information. We're flying at an altitude of 37,000 feet, and our airspeed is 400 miles an hour. A couple little facts here. I'm packing a Colt King Cobra. That's a .357 caliber firearm with a black rubber grip and a 6-inch barrel. Also, the co-pilot is carrying a Kimber custom defense pistol with all the bells and whistles you'd expect from a custom gun of that kind, with an alloy frame and bevel treatment on the entire gun. And our chief flight attendant, Roger, has a Ruger Barraketta 22 with a hand-fluted cylinder. All three are capable of piercing body armor at a distance of up to 27 feet, and can put a hole in human bone and flesh the size of the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, is coming up on the left-hand side of the plane, so just sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the flight.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network. From Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior. I'm your Trump Warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, and I am American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I want to mention a few more things before we get to the interview with my guest who's running against Nancy Pelosi. I did that interview earlier today, but let me mention a few things first. Obama told a Democratic candidate that Biden really doesn't have what it takes to win the White House. I've talked about this so often on this show. This guy was his vice president for 8 years. Biden with Obama, 8 years. And Obama has never, ever, ever said the words, I support, I endorse, he's going to win, he's the best candidate. He has said nothing about Joe Biden during this entire, you know, pre-run-up, pre-season to the election. Not a word. It's because I know he doesn't like him. You know, he picked him for various reasons. Who knows why? I've speculated on this show. Of course, he picked him because he's white, and he would help him get Pennsylvania. He might help him get white Midwesterners. I thought that was one reason he picked Biden. But in retrospect now, I think he picked Biden because Obama was the most corrupt president in the history of the United States of America, and everybody was stealing with the permission of Obama. Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, John Kerry, they were all on the take. And I think Biden was the bad man. And he was also the guy they set up to take the hit. If things went wrong, he'd be the guy that winds up going to jail. And look what's happened. Look how it's turned out. You know, who would have ever imagined they're going to come after Trump with everything they got for a phone call about Ukraine, and they don't take Trump out. As a matter of fact, he's higher in the polls. He's doing better in almost every group since the hearings came out. But Biden took the hit. Biden's dead. Biden's done. Biden's history. And Trump never, excuse me, Obama never, ever endorsed him. As of today, latest polls out, Biden's in fourth place in New Hampshire. Tulsi Gabbard has moved ahead of Joe Biden. Talk about a disaster. Obama also warned he would intervene to stop Bernie Sanders. He knows that his legacy has already been savaged by Trump. If Bernie Sanders wins the nomination and runs against Trump, it'll be a George McGovern, Walter Mondale landslide for Trump. And then what's left of Obama's legacy, gone, shredded, disappeared into history. So he knows he can't let Bernie be the nominee. Really unbelievable. And what's scary is that post-debate, the most recent debate, polls indicate a Bernie Sanders surge. I pray, God, Allah, whoever's up there listening, I pray that Bernie Sanders is the nominee. All right, well, I've got my interview with the lady running against Nancy Pelosi. Her name is Deanna Lorraine. She's a good lady, and she's a good candidate, and I want the Republican Party to have more diverse candidates, more women, more people of color. I don't know how much trouble you can make in that district in San Francisco, but if anyone could do it, Deanna Lorraine could. Here was my interview earlier today. All right, Wayne Allen Root with a very special guest today, Deanna Lorraine. She is special not just because she's running for Congress, not just because she is a Republican, not just because she's a female Republican candidate, which I've been fighting for a long time now. We need many more female candidates and people of color to show this country the Republican Party is diverse. All that's good, but the main reason she's getting a lot of national publicity, besides being a great candidate, is that she's running against Nancy Pelosi in her liberal San Francisco district. It's the 12th district. She is an outspoken political and culture warrior. She's the author of Making Love Great Again. I like that title, Making Love Great Again. She's the host of Winning the Culture War with Deanna Lorraine, and she's a former relationship counselor. I assume, Lorraine, that's why your book is called Making Love Great Again. It's about relationships, yes?
It's actually a little more about, it's about politics, to be honest with you. It's about politics and culture. And that's what led me to where I'm at today, to be honest with you.
So tell me what led you to where you are today, running against Nancy Pelosi in a district many conservatives would say is probably not winnable. Why are you running, and what's your goals in this run?
So I'm running because, first of all, Nancy Pelosi is the embodiment of cultural rot in America. And I believe that San Francisco is the epicenter of cultural rot in America. And I wanted to take the issues that I have with her, I wanted to take the fight for our nation's soul and our nation's families directly to the front line, and that's Nancy Pelosi. I'm born and raised in California my whole life. I used to love my beautiful state. I almost want to move now at this point out of here, but before I went to that direction, I wanted to fight for this state. You know, I mean, I hate what Democrat leadership has done to California. I hate what it's done to San Francisco. Really, let me give you a little bit more of my book and everything in my background. I was a relationship and personal development coach, and I worked with individuals and couples on their relationships, helping prevent divorce, helping pick up the pieces after divorce, helping people just improve their lives, improve their health and their businesses. And what I realized over the years is that, you know, we have all the technology in the world right now at our fingertips. We should be living our best lives. We should be able to have our best marriages and be our most healthy self. But instead, we are more disconnected, more loveless, more joyless and empty than ever, it seems. And it seems harder and harder for people, especially millennials, which I am, to find a marriage, to have a family, to have the things that our grandparents and parents had easily. So it led me to figure out what's the cause? What are really the causes of this breakdown in our culture? And I realized that it was progressive liberal ideologies and practices that have created this divide, that have destroyed our relationships, our culture, and our country. And it's conservative values that are going to bring our country and our culture back together again. So that's what my book is about. It's about radical feminism and liberalism destroying our culture and how to make it great again. Now, from there, I went on and did a lot of speaking. I went on the news a lot as a cultural and political commentator. And this year I decided Trump needs help in Congress. I mean, he needs a fighter. He needs someone who's going to defend him, who's going to help enact the America First agenda that over 60 million Americans voted for that isn't fully getting enacted. He needs people who are going to fight for the Constitution and fight for America. We are at a crossroads right now in America, and I will be damned if it falls to socialism. That's why I decided to run for Congress and throw myself in the fire. Long story short.
You are definitely a speaker who keeps, Wayne Root quiet. That hasn't happened in a long time. will the impeachment inquiry be Nancy Pelosi's downfall? Are Democrats literally digging their own graves in 2020, Deanna?
The impeachment is a farce. It is nothing but projection and political theater. Look there where Trump is and not here where our crimes are that we're burning the evidence of real quick. That's all. This is projection 101. We need to impeach communist Nancy is what we need to do. I think that they're digging their own grave. And here's what they do. This is exactly what they did in Russiagate as well. Now this is Ukrainegate. What really is Russia the sequel, right? But what they do is they have this witch hunt that is based on lies. Nothing is true. And in fact, not only is it based on lies, but it's based on covering up their own dirty crimes. Then, instead of just admitting that, you know what, this isn't working, we need to fold, we need to move on, or we need to admit that we have lied, they double down, and then they triple down, and then they dig themselves a deeper grave. It didn't go anywhere with Russia. It's not going to go anywhere with this Ukraine gate. And in fact, I truly believe that this is going to make people that have any sense of rationality left in them, that are going to finally come around and vote for Trump in the next election. And I think that he's going to win an even greater landslide in the next election than he did the last one. All the polls, of course, are going to be wrong again. Their predictions are going to be wrong, and this is going to backfire big time.
Deanna, you know how quick radio and TV goes. We got less than a minute left, so I need a quick answer. Is San Francisco truly broken, or is it fixable with the poop and the peep and a pee and the drug needles? President Trump said it's going to hell. Can it be fixed? Could you fix it? 30 seconds. Go.
It's a cesspool. It's a cesspool right now. Nancy Pelosi has created a cesspool. She is a communist. Yes, it can be fixed, but not by Democrat leadership. It's only going to be fixed by a Republican, by conservatives who understand how we can fix this. And yes, I can fix it if elected into Congress. Please vote for me. Go to DeannaForCongress.com to donate and to follow my exciting campaign. I might be small, but I'm feisty. Don't let my looks deceive you. I'm an Italian spitfire, and I will go head-to-head with Nancy. I will give her the fight of her life. But do stay tuned and follow this fight because it's been really exciting and scary at the same time. We got to win. We got to fight.
All right, last time. The address to donate one last time, real quick. Go, Deanna.
DeannaForCongress.com. DeannaForCongress.com. Let's fight. Let's win this fight.
We're with you. We're with you. We're with you. Let's fight. Go for it, Deanna. Thanks. God bless. Good luck.
God bless you.
All right. Good interview. She did a great job. She's got a great personality, right? Attractive lady. That's what we need for candidates. It can't always be middle-aged, balding, boring men for the Republican Party. That's our whole problem. I sound like a liberal now. It's a bunch of old white men running for office. No good. You got to get some diversity. We got to get black candidates. Got to get Latino candidates. Got to get gay candidates. Got to get female candidates. You got to get attractive candidates, man. That's how you win elections. I don't know why Republicans don't know that. You got to smile. You got to smile. If you don't smile, you can't win elections. That's the way it works. Polls show it. Republicans have all these dour candidates. Democrats run much better candidates, and that's the few times they beat us because we were controlling so many levers of American politics. Presidency, Supreme Court, up until 2018, the Senate and the House, lieutenant governors, governors, secretary of states. We had them all. State legislatures, we had them all. You know why? Because we have the better ideas and the better message. You know what they've got? They got better candidates from time to time. We got to run better candidates. All right, don't go anywhere. Dr. Joe's up next. My great friend, Dr. Joseph Williams. His website's vacationrestoration.com. If your hair is thinning, this guy's the guy to listen to. Anywhere in the United States, he'll give you a free vacation to Vegas to make your hair look young and thick again. Listen.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Thanksgiving is also National Family Health History Day, a good time to talk to your family about their health. Did you know that Ancestry Health is now delivering actionable insights for you and your family to help you start down the path toward better health? Marjan Champine, an Ancestry spokesperson, was a board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable, consumer, and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
To start down the path toward better health, visit ancestry.com/health.
Hi everyone, Wayne Allen Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. So I was telling you about the new polls. You know why Democrats keep leapfrogging each other? Did you ever play that game as a kid where you leap over the other guy, leap over the other guy, leap over the other guy? Every week there's a new leader. First it was Joe Biden for, well, it wasn't every week. It was for like a year it was Joe Biden. But then it was Bernie, and then it was Elizabeth Warren, and they were, in between there was a little Kamala Harris in the lead or getting close to the lead. A lot of excitement about Kamala. And it keeps changing to new people. And there's a new surge every other week, somebody new. And lately it's been Pete, Mayor Pete Butthead, I call him, because it's a joke. How could you be a mayor of South Bend, Indiana, and think you're qualified to be president of the United States, and you haven't even done a good job in South Bend? South Bend is a crappy city. I'm sorry, South Bend, but everyone knows the crime rate is through the roof, and the violent crime rate is through the roof, and the police are in disarray, and they hate their mayor. And instead of staying home and fixing his state, excuse me, his city, he's running around, gallivanting around the country, running for president, trying to convince people he's the great gay hope. Remember in fights, and fighting used to be a great white hope, and he's the great gay hope. Just because you're gay, you're not qualified to be president. That's just plain stupid. You're qualified to be president if you're good. If you're gay and you're good and you're a Republican, I'd vote for you. I don't care what people do in their bedroom. Couldn't give a crap what they do in their bedroom. But if you're gay and you're not good, you should be elected because you're gay? I mean, where is America headed if that's the philosophy of America? So ridiculous. So the new poll is out in New Hampshire, and Bernie Sanders has taken the lead. And Representative Tulsi Gabbard, I told you she had a surge, has experienced a significant surge in the Granite State. So Bernie's in first place. Oh, I pray to God, please let Bernie be the nominee. Bernie Sanders, 16%. The yelling, screaming communist, Bernie Sanders. I'm telling you, I'm raising your taxes. He's like a crazy man. Who would ever vote for that man? Bernie Sanders at 16%. This is how disarray the field's in. When someone new leapfrogs every week, it's because they can't find anybody they like. And the minute the spotlight hits the new person, they drop out of existence, right? So Elizabeth Warren was winning by a mile for a little while there. Bernie's at 16. Elizabeth's at 14. Pete Butthead, as I call him, is at 13%. Biden's at 12. Mayor Pete, the mayor of South Bend, is beating the vice president of the United States. Shows you how bad of a candidate Biden is. Because Biden really should be running for president of Ukraine at this point. Tulsi Gabbard's at 6%. She's about half of Biden's support. Tulsi Gabbard. Who's Tulsi Gabbard? I don't know. Do you? Yang is at 4%. Who's Yang? I don't know. It's like, who's on first? Who's on second? It's unbelievable. And Kamala Harris at 3%. She was the great hope for a while. She's at 3%. Now that's the New Hampshire poll. And, of course, that's different than America. It's an all-white state. I get it. Democrats freak out because it's all white people. They can't stand that. And now we've got a national poll by Quinnipiac. Biden's in first place in the national poll. Who's in second? Mayor Pete. So the mayor of South Bend is now right up there with Biden for the Democrat presidential nomination for 5 minutes. As soon as you put a harsh light and camera on Mayor Pete, that's the end of him too, just like it was the end of the last 12 people they thought were going to beat Donald Trump. None of them are any good. They're like misfits. There's something wrong with everybody running for the Democrat nomination. And you know who I didn't name at all? So Biden's at 24. Mayor Pete is at 16. Elizabeth Warren's at 14 and Bernie Sanders at 13 in this poll. Kamala Harris at 3. Klobuchar's at 3 and Yang's at 2. You notice I didn't even mention. Ooh, they don't even have a 0. Tom Steyer is at 0. Tom Steyer's at 0. You know, that's another funny thing. All the billionaires thought, well, Trump won. He's a billionaire. That means I can win. No, you see, you have to have a personality. If you don't have Trump's personality, the billionaire doesn't help. And so Tom Steyer is the most unlikable person I've ever seen in commercials. And I'm going to be nice. I'm going to say this. He might be a really nice man. He might be a really great father. I don't know if he has kids. If he does, he might be the greatest dad of the year. And if he has a wife, he may be a very good father, a very good husband. So it's unfair to say, but he is the most unlikable person in commercials I've ever seen. All you want to do is beat him up when you see the commercial. You just want to beat him up. He's just unlikable. And Mayor Bloomberg makes Steyer look likable. Likeable. Mayor Bloomberg is this patrician, snobby, Massachusetts Ivy League snob. Nobody's going to like Michael Bloomberg. It doesn't matter that he's a billionaire. That's why Steyer is at 0%. That's why Mayor de Blasio was at 0. He's got no personality. You can't be president unless you have a great personality. You're going to have to out-personality Donald Trump. Good luck. It's not going to happen. None of these people have the personality to beat Trump. The only one who has a personality of some kind is Bernie Sanders. And his personality is an angry, screaming lunatic. At least it gets your attention. I understand why there are some who do like him, because he has personality. If you happen to like a crazy, balding, old uncle who screams all the time. Remember, I'm Jewish from New York. He's my uncle. Bernie Sanders could be my uncle. Wayne, turn off the TV. That's Bernie Sanders. Who's going to vote for him outside of New York? Nobody. It's very funny, the people they've got running. Very funny. I'm going to raise all your taxes, all of you, all of you. And he's, who would vote for that? The night's over. Have yourselves a great night. All the cops out there, be careful tonight. We love you. Be safe. All the military, all the vets, we love you. The sacrifice you make to this country, you're the best. And don't go channel surfing yet. My sponsor's up next. My doctor suggests it is cold and flu season. Silver may be the best defense you've ever seen for colds and flu. I love these guys. My doc suggests up now.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.